Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And Annalise Dressel of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig joining us on this Monday afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you are very welcome. Lots and lots of questions in for you. Let me go straight to one that came in early this morning, and I appreciate somebody sending in a text early for fear that I'd lose it. I made a note, but here it is. Hi, could you ask Annalise, please, what would you recommend for vertigo?
Okay, so vertigo, it's a kind of a difficult one really, Patricia, and it depends what is causing the vertigo. But in my experience, mostly, it has been caused by a virus, and that's kind of a relative of the flu virus. And it affects the canals of the inner ear. So those canals would be responsible for balance. So if they become inflamed, you can get that feeling of vertigo. So you feel dizzy, out of balance, you might feel nauseous, like you would be seasick, basically. So the best thing to do is really work on bringing the inflammation down in the inner ear if there's any mucus. Plantago is a great herb for mucus that's in the ear area. So that would be good for that. But what we used to have a great supplement before, Patricia, and it really worked well. It was a very good natural anti-inflammatory designed for the inner ear, but unfortunately it was discontinued. So we try and mimic that by putting a few different supplements together here in the shop for our customers. And one of them is the Nature's Plus Kids Ear Inner Ear one, which has got a couple of things in there, including bacteria that are very beneficial for the inner ear. So that's by Nature's Plus. And we also use another very powerful natural anti-inflammatory, which is by Scientifica. And it's called, it actually used to be called P4, but now it's called P4 Immune because it's a natural anti-inflammatory for the immune system as well. So the Scientifica P4 Immune, the Nature's Plus Inner Ear, and also then we recommend that people drink rosemary tea because there was rosmarinic acid in the last one that I think was very good as well. So try a combination of those for about a month and hopefully you'd find that it's lessening.
Okay, now there's a couple of people in with products looking for your opinion on it. Somebody is inquiring about a product called, I hope I pronounced this right, Lignosus. It's for respiratory conditions. I think it's also known as tiger milk.
Okay, I can't say I've heard of that one, Patricia, so maybe we leave that till next week.
Okay.
And I'll look it up in the meantime.
And then there's another one, it's a mouthwash. Prodendium?
Haven't heard of that.
Haven't heard
either.
Of that. One.
So I'll look them both up and we can
okay,
do that
all right,
next
and we'll get them on to you with the correct spellings and all of that. Okay. Hi, is there any cure for an ulcer on the top of my toe, says the listener?
So that, so really what the problem is there is it's not healing, is poor wound healing. And that often happens, Patricia, when circulation is very poor. That's ultimately what happens with people with diabetes. The diabetes, elevated blood sugars have damaged the little capillaries that reach to the fingers and the toes, and they don't get a good blood supply. So circulation really poor. And that's then, you know, the tissues aren't nourished and not able to heal. So possibly, I would certainly suggest that this person goes and gets checked for their blood sugars to make sure that there's no pre-diabetic condition or anything like that. And then in terms of improving healing, well, the first thing to do is improve circulation. So you can actually do that yourself by massage, Patricia, rubbing the feet vigorously and try to increase the blood supply to the feet. But also supplements like garlic and horseradish are very good for kind of improving circulation. And another lovely one for circulation overall is called resveratrol. That's what they find in red wine and red grapes and purple berries, and that's why they think the French have so little heart disease in spite of eating a huge amount of saturated fat. So the resveratrol and horseradish and garlic, very good for circulation. And then in terms of wound healing, you always need good vitamin C and zinc levels for healing to take place properly. And the Dr. Delish Clear Healing Cream is a lovely one. It's got calendula in there and comfrey. And comfrey is a herb, actually, that's also known as knit bone because it can help the tissues to knit together. So it's great for poor wound healing. It's great, actually, to develop healthy bone as well because it can help your bone, the tissue of the bone, to develop properly and to knit together properly. So the Dr. Delish Clear Healing Cream, and if you can't get your hands on that, get some comfrey balm.
Okay. Hi, Annalise. Could you recommend, is there any such thing as a natural softener available for clothes?
Yes, definitely you can get fabric softeners that are more natural and they still will have certain chemicals in there. So if you have got any skin condition, I think fabric softener is the worst in the world, Patricia. But if you go into any health shop, there are lovely fabric softeners available, like Method is a very good brand. Ecover, I know, is a brand that you'll find in most supermarkets. And Ecozone. There's a few different ones. I used to use before the Lily's fabric softener as well. That's an Irish-based company, and I absolutely love all their natural products for cleaning. Their degreaser is fantastic for stoves and for bathrooms. For counter, like cooking stoves, pressure for cutting through grease.
Yeah.
So the Lily's I definitely recommend as well. But actually, if there's any skin condition, I'd lay off the fabric conditioner altogether because really anything that is left in the fabric that's going to rub up against your skin could cause irritation.
Okay, question for Annalise, please. Is it okay to take lemongrass for high cholesterol?
It's certainly okay to take, Patricia, I suppose. I'm not sure in what form they're taking it, and I'm not sure how beneficial it would be, really. Lemongrass is from the lemongrass plant. Anyone who likes Thai food will know how delicious it tastes, and it's also a lovely one to burn in the house. But I'm not sure. I think it probably would help in terms of supporting the liver, but I don't think it would be very effective in bringing cholesterol down. Really what you're looking at there is you're looking at plant sterols that you find in the likes of the Flora Proactive and the Benecols, but you can actually also buy them in high amounts. You need to take at least 1.6 grams a day of those. So you need to actually really probably take a supplement. And the other thing that's very effective at bringing down cholesterol is red rice yeast. It works in the same way as the statin drug, but in my experience, a lot of my customers who can take the statins do very, very well on that, and it brings it down very effectively.
Okay. Hi, Patricia. What collagen product would Annalise recommend?
So there's lots of different ones on the market, Patricia, and there's cheap and cheerful and there's very expensive. So generally they say that marine collagen is the best on the whole. And the other thing I suppose I like about marine collagen as well, Patricia, is that it just bypasses the bones, which we're all still a little bit wary of because of the BSE. Most other collagen comes from bovine bones. Now, I know it's very, very carefully controlled and there has been no incidences of BSE. The mad cow disease been traced back to them. But some people are a little bit wary, in which case the marine collagen would fill that very nicely. And we have a couple of lovely ones here. I know the Planet Paleo is a nice brand, a little bit more expensive. We also have got collagen from GAL, G-A-L, and they do in a marine and a bovine collagen, and it's in a plain pack, and it's really good, and we get good feedback on that. And then Natrus Plus have been doing a collagen that's not been available, unfortunately, for the last 6 months. But that collagen is from very carefully controlled grass-fed beef bones. So it's a very high quality. But there's also some actually egg shell membrane in there. And that is wonderful for anybody who is taking collagen for their joints as well as for their skin.
OK, hi, Annalise. My daughter wakes up crying with headaches some morning. It seems to be around her sinuses. Any tips will be welcome. And if you've any kind of a blockage in your sinus, it does lead to very bad headaches.
Absolutely. And I'd say overnight when she's probably stuffed up as well, you know, that's probably not helping. So I suppose, Patricia, really sinus, loads of people would know it themselves. They have sinus that kind of go all year round. It gets worse in the winter. Some people it's worse in the summer. If they get any kind of cold, it goes to their sinuses. Generally, people who've got a lot of sinus problems, they're reacting to something either environmental or food-wise from an allergic perspective. So that's always really the key to sorting out your sinuses is to try and identify what triggers them. And if you're worse in the winter, it tends to be probably mold and damp. in which case maybe consider getting an air purifier for the bedroom at night time. So that would take out anything in the air that would be irritating her when she's asleep at night. They're quite expensive, the Dyson ones, but they're very, very good. And you could move it around the house, you know, as you need it. So you could keep it in the sitting room in the evening, move it up to a bedroom at night. Herbs that are very good to kind of clear the sinuses. Dr. Delish Clare does a lovely blend called Congestion Blend. And it's full of things like skullcap, bayberry, ivy, thyme, plantago. These are all very bitter herbs that help with drying up in the sinus passages. And then just a tip, and I don't even know how this works, but sometimes if I have a cold, Patricia, I put a big kind of thick gob of Vaseline across the bridge of the nose, and for some reason it seems to keep the nose fairly free at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't seem to get as blocked up if I have a cold. And you could also use maybe some natural essential oils like eucalyptus and tea tree oil and put a tissue under the pillow, and that would also maybe help keep the sinuses clear as well.
Okay. Hi, Patricia. Appreciate it. If you could ask Annalise, please, could she recommend anything for a 10-month-old baby who has a cough?
Yes, it's hard to get a natural cough bottle for the baby, Patricia, but the Dr. Delish Clare does one called Kinderkind, and it's suitable from 6 months. And it is really good. We sell lots of it. People come back for it again and again. So that's a really nice one, and it can be given to babies as young as 6 months old.
Okay. Hi, Annalise. I'm on a steroid permanently. I'm having great difficulty sleeping. I'm really tired going to bed. I can get off to sleep for about 15 to 20 minutes and then wide awake, tossing and turning. Most nights I end up having to get up for an hour or two. I've tried nighttime magnesium, but it's not helping. Thanking you. And do I assume, is it the steroid is causing the...
I think so, Patricia, yeah. Steroids, and actually, if you ever, you know, if you people who've been prescribed steroids would know that they can get loads of housework done and run miles and feel fantastic. The energy you get from them is great. They can also have an effect on your appetite, of course, as well. They can decrease your appetite hugely. So I would say that is more than likely the steroids, so possibly take them in the morning would be the first bit of advice there, so that you're, you know, they're maybe gone through your system by the end of the day. It's that you're fighting a bit of a battle really against something like steroids, because that's what's keeping you awake. But you could try more complex sleep remedies, like there's the NHP do a very good advanced sleep support, and valerian tends to work better as well for the busy body, busy brain. And Dr. Vogel do Dormazon valerian that you can get in drops. The other thing you could do is you could go to your doctor and you could ask them for a drowsy antihistamine. You know, the ones that knock you out?
Yeah.
And that might just get you over the hump, because the natural ones work to stop the busy body, busy brain when your mind is whirling. But like, the steroids actually upregulate all your adrenaline. So it's going to be hard to get a natural one, I'd say, that might work on that.
And there's nothing worse when you're exhausted and then you're just tossing and turning.
And when you're sick, you need your sleep more than any other time.
100%.
You know? So,
okay, hi, question for Annalise, please. Fingernails. At the moment, they're okay, but I can go through long periods where the nails are very brittle and splitting. I do follow a good balanced diet. I wear gloves doing housework. Any advice, please? So sometimes during the year, the nails get very brittle and split.
So probably the easiest answer to that, Patricia, is to take a biotin supplement during the months that you find that the nails are brittle and split. So I think everybody would know that when they go on holidays to a sunny country, their nails get beautifully hard and their hair seems to grow. And also our hair and nails grow much, much better in the summer. So there's definitely something to do with vitamin D. Even though taking a vitamin D, my nails are still better in the summer, even if I take a vitamin D throughout the winter months. So there's probably something else going on with the UV light. Biotin is one of the best ones to improve nail quality. The other thing I'd say as well is that it is a question we might ask in a kind of a nutrition consultation would be, do your nails break a lot? And if people say yes, and if there's ridges, it could indicate that maybe people are struggling to digest their proteins, which might mean stomach acid was a bit weak. And in those cases, we'd recommend a digestive enzyme with some stomach acid, or HCL it's called, in there. Quest do a very good one, Viridian do a lovely one, and Solgar do a lovely one. And that would also have the added benefit of helping you absorb your vitamins and minerals better. So, and it also would help if you were suffering from any little bit of constipation. So either the biotin, if just for a few months of the year, but if the ongoing thing, try the digestive enzyme with a little bit of acid, unless you've heartburn, in which case don't.
Okay, and very finally, a listener says, my blood pressure is slightly up. Could you recommend anything that would help to reduce it, please?
So, yeah, it's blood pressure is a difficult one, Patricia, because we really don't know. Lots of people have very healthy diets, not overweight, do a huge amount of exercise and have a low-salt diet, and they still can get high blood pressure. But they would be the things to typically start with. Definitely, there's a diet, if you look it up online, called the DASH diet, D-A-S-H, and it's a very low-sodium diet. You could also try taking magnesium and potassium. The best way of taking those, I like, is as electrolytes. So if you go into any health shop or sports shop, people often take them if they're doing a lot of exercise to replace lost salt. So that's electrolytes. And then there is a nice supplement. I think there's a supplement called Cardio P. It's like the Cardio K, which is for cholesterol. But the Cardio P is just a potassium supplement for blood pressure. And I know Terra Nova do an absolutely lovely one that has got hawthorn, magnesium and CoQ10 in there. And that's really, really nice.
Okay.
But if your blood pressure is still elevated after a month, you need to look maybe at a medication.
Okay. All right. Listen, have a great week and enjoy St. Patrick's Day. And we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks, Annalise. That's Annalise Drissell of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig. And all the items that we mentioned today, Annalise will put up on her own website, which is healthhubstore.com.